Continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Hei Hilchos Chanukah. In Madlik B'nei Shacharis, if one uses an earthenware receptacle to light the Chanukah candles, Kimet Shalika by Laila Echad, once it was used for one night, Nasa Yoshin, it's considered old. V'ayim Madlikim by Baleil Sheni, and we can't use it the next night, Mishum Damas, because it's not nice. And you should not use that for Chanukah candle. The Chesel Avram says that l'chatchila one should be careful to light Chanukah candles in a receptacle, not just take a candle and light it, put it into a candle holder. Well, ken yilei menorah no, everybody should have a nice menorah shalmeni matchas made out of different types of metal. And someone who could afford it, yikne menorah shokasa shabai a silver menorah lehid a mitzvah. That's the way of beautifying the mitzvah. Siv vav minik poshba ben asenu, the minik that we follow, the custom we follow, and the way we light the candles. Kemahadrin min mahadrin shemendikin kol echad veechad bnei abayis b'leil arisha ner echad. All of the people in the home should light the first night one candle. Ubisheni and the second night two candles became a sifan, and that's how we keep on adding at Shabbalel Shmini until the eighth night of Pesach of Chanukah Madlik Shmina. We light all eight candles. The menorah that's used for Chanukah candles should only be used for other mitzvah purposes, but should not be used for non mitzvah purpose. The tzrichon lizar. Everybody should put their menorah in a separate place. Like that, on each menorah, we could tell how many candles are being lit corresponding to what night of Chanukah is. Furthermore, we shouldn't light the menorah in the same place that we light the menorah all year. Again, it should be recognizable that we're lighting the Chanukah candle. If somebody lit more candles than are required that night, the proper minig is that the evid you are yoitza, and you should just extinguish the extra candle. There are those that suggest that you should extinguish all the candles and light now again the proper amount of candles. Sivzai mitzvah nechanukah laladik bepesach asomach l'shus harabim. The mitzvah really is to light the menorah right at the opening to your home towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We should presume nesa. Like that, we publicize the nes. The kachay oisim is mana Mishnah Gemara, and that's the way they lit the menorah in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara. However, bezmana zeb says the Kutsh Shkanar, shana doram bein umis, that we live amongst non-Jews. Malikim bebayishu darba, we light the menorah indoors. But if you have a window facing Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Yidlikam Sham, then you should light the menorah facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's an interesting question. If somebody lives in a place with a non-Jews and he's lighting the menorah, is there a point of lighting the menorah towards the window where the only people that will see it will be non-Jews? The Paiskim say L'chatchilo, there's a mitzvah of Nigdashti, of publicizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us to everybody. And therefore, even if there'll be a situation where the menorah is facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where there are only Nochrim, it's still a proper way of doing the mitzvah. If you don't have such a window, light the menorah by your door. The mitzvah is to put the menorah on the left side of the door. We have the mezuzah on the right side, with the Chanukah mismoil, and the Chanukah on the left side. The nimtza like that, shumasuvah b'mitzvahs, you are encircled by mitzvahs. The best is to put it in the actual doorway. A doorway that has a mezuzah, but only has a mezuzah that you put up without a bracha because you weren't sure if that doorway requires a mezuzah, still the Chanukah candle menorah should be put on the left side, unless there's no mezuzah, if there's no mezuzah on the door for whatever reason, halachically accepted, then you could put the menorah on the right side. Sif ches. Mitzvah lanich lamal m'sholosh tfachim. The proper place is to have the mezuzah above 3 tfachim. And when we speak about the menorah, the Sharetzion and all the poskim say, we're not speaking that menorah, we're speaking about the flame. That means when we speak about the menorah being above 3 tfachim, it should be, the menorah should start on top of, above 3 tfachim from the ground. Well, amatim esar, but the flame should be below 10 tfachim from the ground. V'mnichal amalim esar, but if you have it higher than that, yotzo. Avol amnichal amalim esrim amma, if you put the menorah above 20 amma lo yotzo, mishun del malim esrim, when something's about above 20 amma, l'shalta eina, it's not visible. U'misha da ba'aliyah, if somebody lives on the upper floor of a home, yochal l'nicha b'chalon, you could put it in the window, even though the window is above 10 tefachim from the ground. If the window is above 20 amah from the ground, that we just said, people who are walking shesrabim will not be able to see the menorah. As tavyos, then it's better the nichmei tzal pesach to put it by the door. If somebody lives in a multi-story home, and obviously your window is above 20 amas from the floor, but there are other homes facing your home, so the loch is, so now the question is, so the people in the homes that face your home could see your menorah. On the other hand, it's above 20 amas. The poskim say that in such a situation, you're better off putting the mezuzah by a door than by a window. Sif tes. Haneris yeh b'shur achs b'shava. The candle should be in one straight row. Lo yechid gvoi v'echanam, not one higher or lower. V'yehefzik b'ner l'ner. There should be a space between the candles. Shlo yiskarv halav shal zeh l'zeh. That the flame of one candle should not be touching the flame of another candle, because then the year kemedura, and then it'll look like a flame, like one big flame, not like individual candles. And the Levush explains that that's not the way we're supposed to light the menorah, because the menorah was lit in the Beis Hamikdash individual candles, and our mitzvah of lighting the menorah should be similar to that way. Moreover, the Sfasema says, when you have a fire like that, it looks like you lit the menorah for your own personal use, not l'shem mitzvah. Menorah shel shava, and by wax candles, there's another consideration. Yehefsik, there should be space between the candles, shlo yischam zeh mizeh, that one shouldn't get hot from the other one and begin to melt. The titav hashava, the wax will melt, biskalkalu, and the candles will get ruined. Mila kederi shema, if you filled up a bowl with oil, the kifa psulas, and you put wicks around the circumference of that bowl, imkafala kli, and then you put another keli on top of that, kop psila psila oil b'shil ner echad, then each wick is identifiable, and it's considered a separate candle. Loi kafala kli, but if you don't put another keli on top of that bowl, a fila er, Necher ein oil. It's not even count as if you lit one candle. Fishik medura looks like a medura. Ner sheyesh leshnei piyus a yosa. If you could have out of one receptacle two wicks, layidlik veshneim, don't light two wicks. Afil b'leil arishin, don't use that even the first night. Shem delek heker, we need to be able to see that kamaneris madlikin, how many you're lighting. Interesting question. A menorah we know typically has room for 8 candles. So let's say on the first night of Hanukkah, where you only have one menorah in the house, can one person light from one side of the menorah and the other person can light from the other side? The answer is that is noticeable, that these are two separate candles and you can be yotzei the mitzvah. Also, even though the Shulchan Aruch has been so concerned about the candles being separate, if they're separate menorahs, then it's obvious that these are separate menorahs, then you could have a number of menorahs right next to each other. Sif Yud. Zman hadlakosim yad b'tzeis kechavim. The proper time to light the menorah is by tzeis kechavim. But there are different minhagim. According to the Gra, the minig is to light candles by shkia. Other places had the minig of writing 10 or 20 minutes after the shkia. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's minig was to light by tzeis kechavim, v'loy yuchar, and you should not delay it. Because the main point of lighting the menorah is for the Pesumin Nisa, and the Gemara keeps on speaking about Tichla Regel Menashuk, as long as there are people walking in the street. So you want to light the menorah at a time where there are many people walking in the street, and they will see the menorah. Of course, the Pesuk can say that in the world that we live in, where people are certainly in the street later, so then it's easier to light the menorah even later, because you still have many people walking in the street. You're not allowed to do anything when the time of lighting the menorah comes, even actually half an hour before that. Even learning. The point is that we should be preparing ourselves for the candle lighting, and eating and working included. And this halacha applies to men and women, because women have the obligation of having Hanukkah candles. If a woman is waiting for a husband and he's not home for work, there is room to be lenient to allow her to do something, to work or to eat, because her husband's not home anyway. Rak im lo yisbal marav. However, if this man, the tzeisek chum, the time to light candles has come, but you haven't yet daven marav, yisbal tchila, daven first, vakach yadlik. Obviously, those, says the Mishnah Berurah, the light the menorah by shkia, always light the menorah before marav. Moreover, that if somebody lives in a place where there's a minyan for marav later, so he should preferably write the menorah, and not at the tzeis, he should light, or earlier, he should write the menorah at the right time, and he'll daven marav whenever that minyan gathers together for lighting, for davening marav. The kodem shiadlik, before one begins to light the menorah, kabbetz kol p'dei beisoi, he should gather together all of his family members with a sumei nisa. And the Sefer Yisod Shoresh HaAvoda says that what's appropriate is not just to light the candles and finish. What he should do is he should sing the Hanukkah songs and there's a lolo mos tzur, and also spend time speaking about the nes of Hanukkah, and also of all the nisim and all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does on our behalf. The tzarech los is shemen. You have to put in enough oil. Shiyidlik l'chol apokas chatzi shah. That it should light for half an hour, and it's appropriate, if all possible, that a person should sit by the Hanukkah candles for that half an hour, learn, daven, or just think about how wonderful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us. If you did not write the menorah at the right time, you could still light with a bracha, kol zman shebnei b'nei nurim, as long as the family members are still up. Once they go to sleep, there's no parsim anisa. It's preferable then to write without a bracha. If it becomes impossible to light at night, you could light from the plaga mincha. If somebody came home late and he's lighting the menorah late, the Mishnah Berurah says, and everybody's sleeping, it's appropriate he should wake them up and be able to light, and then he could certainly light with a bracha. And there are those that say, even if you didn't wake them up, whenever you light the menorah, since the primary pesumei nisa that we perform is for inside the house, so wherever we light the menorah, as late as it is, we should light the menorah with a bracha. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said that we should light by the plag. The Shevet HaLevi discusses if somebody will not be able to light the menorah at the proper time. So he has a choice to light it at the plag or to light it late. He says that it's preferable to light it late, and particularly if you're going to have family members there when you're lighting it late, so then that's what you should do. If so, when is the Plaga Mincha? Dan Shoravi is cutting Tzeis Kachavim an hour and a quarter before the Tzeis, but that's Shor's Manius. It's not, it's the amount, we divide the amount of hours during the day to 12, so it's according to the length of those days. We know, of course, in the winter, the days are shorter. We may Chanukah Shiyom Ketzorim, therefore in the Chanukah when the days are short, Im Ayoyim Oruch Rak Eseshor, so the day isn't usually 10 hours long, it's just like 10 hours Al or on the clock as plaga mincha, so the plaga mincha will be shor achas v'shtei minutin. It'll be an hour and 2 minutes before the tzeis. But when you're lighting the menorah early, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, uvachit in shemen, you need to put in enough oil kadei shiu dalkem achatz shor lachatz tzeis chavim, that they should continue burning for half an hour after the tzeis. And if you didn't put in enough oil that they should light that long, like kima mitzvah, you have not properly fulfilled the mitzvah. Sif Yud Alef, say that the custom kefim in agenu, continue according to our custom. How should the menorah be lit? Min laila rishon, in the first light, madla kanesh keneged yaminoi, you light the candles to the most to the right. Ubalayla Sheni, on the second night, Moshe Lev Ner Keneged Smiley, you add a candle going towards left. The Chaim B'cholayla, every night, Moshe Keneged Smiley, the candle you add is as you're moving left. The Zer Shemoshev, and the candle that you add for this night, Madlik B'Rishayna, is the candle that you light first, and then you continue lighting after that new candle, point of Al Chiminoi, move towards the right to light the other candles that you are lighting on any specific night.